Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our text is going to be from Luke chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. And the subject I'm speaking on today is supernatural mentality. Supernatural mentality. James chapter 3 verse 15 says, "This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish." Hallelujah. "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Now, Luke chapter 9 and then verse 58. "And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head." Hallelujah. All right, so these are the scriptures we are going to introduce the subject of supernatural mentality with. If you go to the first one in the book of James, you get to know that James is really speaking about the mind. And what I want to do today is to introduce us to the highest type of mental operation, which is divine mentality or supernatural mentality. So go to the book of James chapter 3. You'll get to know that there are four main types of mentality, four main types of minds, four main types of wisdom that we can live by. The first one in verse 15 is called earthly minds or earthly wisdom. Says that there is a wisdom that descended not from above, but is earthly. Okay, are you all in the book of James? Okay, so we have got earthly minds or earthly mentality. And this one is talking about common sense. It's common sense that everybody is born with. Example, how to eat. Nobody teaches anybody how to eat, so to speak. You don't have to go to school to learn how to eat. It is a matter of common sense. So that is the first type of wisdom. It is called common sense or first type of mind. Now the second type of mentality is sensual minds. Sensual minds or sensual mentality. This one has to do with intellectual wisdom. Now you go to school to be able to acquire sensual mentality or sensual wisdom. It has to do with your intellect. Okay, so that we refer to sensual wisdom as intellectual sense. The first one is common sense. The second one is intellectual sense. Sensual mentality has to do also with what you use your five senses to pick. The sense of taste, smell, hear, touch, and see. Okay, so whatever thing that you use your five senses to be able to pick up, to be able to get, it is referred to as sensual mentality. So that is the second thing James talks about. Another name for sensual mentality is a factual mentality. It's a scientific mentality. Okay, now the third mind that James talks about is devilish mind, a devilish mind, a devilish wisdom. This is a diabolical mentality. It is evil. It is usually operated by occultic forces. People who are in the dark side, they have got diabolical minds. The word diabolic comes from the root word, goes way down to the Latin that has to do, actually the Greek that has to do with diabolo. Diabolo is the Greek word that means the devil. Okay, so when we talk about diabolic mind, we are tracing it back to the diabolo. Okay, tracing it back to the devil. That is why the occultic people use this kind of wisdom. Now, diabolical mind or diabolical mentality is the kind of mind that Kwikwanansi has. If you read some of the stories on Kwikwanansi, you will get to understand that he always had a diabolic mind. There is one such story that I read to my little boy. Actually, it's one of the things that they were reading in school. They were supposed to read, and I was going through that thing with him. And in this story, Kwikwanansi and his family in Tacoma, and then Okonori, the wife, they were going to do a farm. And Kwikwanansi pretended that he was sick. So whilst in Tacoma, and then Okonori will go, and then they will go and farm all types of vegetables and all that. Kwikwanansi will be there, and he says that he is sick, he's feeling cold and all that. When they go, he'll be smoking his pipe and enjoying himself at home. Now, it came to a time that the farm, everything got okay for harvesting and all that. So Kwikwanansi said that now he is about to die. And so when he dies, they should bury him in the farm. And the coffin, they should not nail the cover. And they should put charcoal and pepper and salt and everything, spoon, plate, everything in the coffin. So that if they do that, then they are doing his last wishes for him so that he can go to heaven. So when he died, he pretended, of course, that he was dead, and then they went to bury him. Now, in the night, Kwikwanansi, with his diabolic mind, cunning mind, would wake up and cook. Maybe take some of the yams, cook the thing. They will come in the morning, that's the wife and the son. They will come and see that somebody is stealing from the farm. Now, they made a statue of glue. And Kwikwanansi fought the statue. One of the nights that he woke up, he thought he was a human being. The next morning, they came to meet Kwikwanansi, stuck all over the statue. So they arrested him. That's a diabolic mind. Kweku always has a bad mind. It's a cunning kind of mind. So another name for devilish mentality or devilish diabolic mind is cunning sense. Cunning is spelled C-U-N-N-I-N-G. You are cunning, full of tricks. You see, diabolic tricks. The mind is always diabolical. It's always evil. That is another mentality that people may have. You need to understand that the devil himself has a very strong mental capacity. His strength is in his mentality. Ezekiel 28 verse 12 tells us that he was full of wisdom. In other words, he had a special brain. He had a special mentality. And in the end, the Bible really tells us that in the end, when God reveals the devil to us, human beings, we are going to marvel and we are going to say, that is this the person who troubled the whole world? Because he will look so weak and he will look so frail that we will wonder whether this one had the capacity to just disturb the whole of the world. So that is the devil for you. He looks weak, he looks frail, but his strength is in his mind. He is full of wisdom. He has got great cunning, tricking, diabolic ability. That is the kind of mind that some people also have. Now, the final mentality that James talks about, the final mind James talks about, is what I refer to as supernatural or divine mentality. This one is not common sense. It is not intellectual sense. It is not carnal sense, it is heavenly sense. Heavenly sense. Look at verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above, this is what I'm talking about. Talking about a mentality that is not from this earth. It's a mentality that is from above. Because it is from above, it is above all the types of sense you can live your life by. You live by heavenly sense, and God says that because it comes from above, it is above and excels above all of the common sense, intellectual sense, and cunning sense. Actually, supernatural mentality is a kind of mindset that the devil cannot fight against. The devil's strength cannot be able to stand heavenly sense. That is why he will try to prevent us from engaging in heavenly mentality. Try to prevent us from obtaining the supernatural mentality because he cannot stand it. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 2:7, that if the princes of this world, referring to the devil and his crowd, knew of the mentality God had when he made Jesus go to the cross, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So God used a certain mentality or wisdom that was higher than cunning wisdom. When the devil nailed Jesus, he thought that was the end of it. But God was operating a heavenly wisdom, supernatural mentality that the devil could not be able to stand against. Common sense and intellectual sense and cunning sense will not take us far in this world. Because these are wisdom or mentality that the devil can fight against and actually overcome. Common sense will only succeed in making you a common person. You will just be in the numbers. You will not be able to come out in an astounding manner. You will not be able to excel with common sense. So common sense only succeeds in making us common. Intellectual sense will only succeed in making us proud and doubtful. Proud and doubtful. That is why intellectual sense, Solomon says that in the making of many books, there is no end and it is all vanity. There is no potency, so to speak, in intellectual sense. Intellectual sense will only inflate you with pride when you feel that you've been to school and you are a doctor, or maybe you have your doctorate degree and you are a professor and things like that. Many times it makes people doubtful of the things of God, because intellectual sense is actually talking about scientific wisdom. Things that you can use your five senses to arrive at. Okay? So, if you read some of these journals, you will get to even understand that most great inventions in the world were not done or did not come about through scientific sense, so to speak. If you read about Thomas Edison, who was a very prolific inventor, invented a whole lot of things, including the light bulb. He came out with a statement that you need inspiration to be able to come out with something. Most of the things that have been invented, it wasn't because they were doing it with factual sense, but it just came sometimes by accident. As they were trying to experiment, by accident they chanced upon a particular invention Okay, so they say that I have come out with this, but that wasn't maybe the kind of objective that the scientist had. He came by chance. Some of the things that have been invented, it was by inspiration. God, as it were, inspired them and gave them a bright idea. They tried it and the thing came about. So you need to understand that inspiration plays a major part in even manufacturing things. Not just scientific or intellectual wisdom. It's not just by the books. It is by inspiration. Now, canon sense, that is the diabolical wisdom or mentality, will only make you fellowship with devils. Because that is the kind of mind that the devil has.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So Jesus said that the prince of this world is coming, but he has got nothing in me. In other words, I don't have his kind of mentality. When you come inside of me and examine me, I don't have diabolical wisdom. It's not by cunning sense that I am living my life on this earth. It is by a higher wisdom. So let's move further. I want us to understand that in our text in Luke chapter 9 verse 58, Matthew also talks about it. When Jesus Christ said that foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. I believe that Jesus Christ, by extension, was not just talking about a physical place. If you read the story in context in the book of Luke, Jesus Christ went to a Samaritan town, but because he was going towards Jerusalem, they did not receive him in the Samaritan village because he was going to Jerusalem. So when this man came to him that I want to follow you, Jesus Christ told him that the foxes, they have got holes, the birds, they have got nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He was not saying that he did not have a physical house in which he slept. He was only saying initially that when he went to Samaria, they did not receive him, so he did not get a place to lay his head physically. But above it, I believe that Jesus Christ was talking about laying his mind, his mentality on people upon this earth. Jesus' head must be laid upon us. And I want us to know that this laying his mentality or his mind is about becoming prolific, becoming fruitful and productive. Because what happens is that the laying of the head is after the imagery or the picture of a hen that is laying an egg in order to produce. Jesus says that I want a place that I can lay my eggs, so to speak. I can lay my head. I want a mind that I can impart my mind onto. I can give him the supernatural mentality by which I lived my life on this earth successfully. I want to impart supernatural mentality to people. But he says that both in Samaria, he did not have a place that he could lay the supernatural mentality. The birds, they have got nests in which they lay their eggs and they put their young. But he says that the Son of Man has not got a place where people are going to receive this supernatural mentality by which he lived is life. The foxes too, they have got holes where they have their young in their holes until they are okay to face the world. But he says that I need a place that can incubate my thoughts, that can also receive the kind of mentality that I have. Because Jesus lived above common sense. He lived above intellectual sense. He lived above cunning sense. He lived by heavenly sense. He lived by supernatural mentality. May the Lord lay his head upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, supernatural mentality guarantees fruitfulness and fertility of mind. It makes our minds fertile. It makes our minds productive. That is the kind of mentality God wants you to have, and God wants you to walk in this world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7, this supernatural mentality is called the wisdom of God, and it is ordained for our glory. It is called the wisdom of God that is ordained for our glory. Because for you to be glorified on this earth is not by any of the senses or the minds that we have talked about. It is by a supernatural mind. May God equip you with a supernatural mind. That is the mind that is going to overcome the devil, the god of this world. That is the mind that Jesus Christ used to overcome the devil on this earth. And that is the mind that he wants to lay upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a kind of wisdom or mind that has not been seen or heard. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, verse 9 and 10. It has not been seen, it has not been heard. In other words, it is a mind that is beyond intellectual wisdom. That is a wisdom that comes by seeing and hearing. Scientific wisdom. Factual mind. But this kind of mind that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is a mind that has not been seen or heard. It is beyond sensual mentality. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10, it is brought about by the Holy Spirit. This kind of mind is brought about by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God, and reveals them unto us. This kind of supernatural mentality does not come by mental exertion. Where you exert your mind, where you cram, where you exercise the mind, it comes by revelation, it comes by inspiration, it comes by the Holy Spirit dropping this kind of mindset, this mentality unto you. It is actually the movement of the Holy Spirit within your mental region that gives birth to supernatural mentality. Supernatural mentality moves us out of mental blockage. Mental blockage is where your mind is blocked. It cannot produce. It cannot release any great thing that overcomes in this world. Okay? It moves us out of mental blockage where we do not know what to do, where we are indecisive, where we are at our wit's end. We do not have mental blockage when we have the supernatural mentality. It equips us, supernatural mentality equips us for supernatural intelligence. And what I refer to as mental enlargement. God wants to give us mental enlargement that is beyond the mind that ordinary people have. God wants to give us supernatural intelligence. He wants to do away with mental exertion that is full of vanity. He wants us to come to that place where we have supernatural mentality, and then out of that supernatural mentality, we work, we may strive, we may work in order to be able to bring it into full manifestation. But you need supernatural mentality because it takes away mental barrenness. It takes away mental rigidity where you are just in a box. You think in a box. You cannot think outside the box. It takes away mental stiffness and mental stuffiness. Steffi is spelled STUFFINESS. You are mentally steffi. You know, when we talk about a steffi room, a room that is steffi is a room that has not got fresh air. The air is stale. Supernatural mentality takes this kind of staleness. It gives us a mental freshness with which we are able to live our lives. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Romans chapter 8 and then verse 11. The Bible says that, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also by his spirit quicken your mortal bodies. In other words, what you have inherited as a human being, the Spirit of God must work upon it. The kind of body that you have is not enough. The Spirit of the Lord must quicken it. The Spirit of the Lord must vitalize your body. You must not carry an ordinary body that all men are carrying. You must carry a quickened body, a body that has been empowered, an empowered body. It says that if the spirit of the one that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he is going to empower your body. He is going to empower your mind. May you receive an empowered mind in the name of Jesus. May you receive an inspired mind in the name of Jesus. May you receive supernatural mentality, a mentality that is fertile, a mentality that the Holy Spirit has moved upon, because the Spirit of God wants to move upon your mind. You must not carry the ordinary mind that you were born with, because when the Spirit of the Lord comes into you, he wants to vitalize and make your mind vital. He wants to make it important. When we say something is vital, it means that we cannot do away with it. It means that it is necessary for us to make progress, for us to develop in this life. And God says that one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord is going to do is that he is going to empower your mind, and he is going to empower your body. May you receive that empowerment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes by the Holy Spirit. That is why Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3 tells us about the Lord Jesus, that he had a special mind. He had an empowered mind. He had supernatural mentality. Isaiah chapter 11 and then verse 3. The Bible says in verse 2 that the Spirit of the Lord is going to rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, and counsel, and might, and all that. But look at verse 3. And he says that the Spirit of God shall make him of quick understanding. He shall make him of supernatural mentality in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. In other words, he's not going to move by intellectual sense or intellectual mind, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. The Bible is saying that Jesus Christ had a certain mind that had been quickened, activated. It had been empowered by the Holy Spirit. He had quick understanding. May you have quick understanding in the name of Jesus. In the Hebrew, the word understanding is the word breath, or the word smell or scent. In other words, Jesus Christ had a certain mind that smelled things quickly. He picked up things quickly. And that is the kind of supernatural mentality I want us to strive for. And we are talking about this morning. It will help you to go beyond what people are saying, because common sense can reach a place where it is failing you. Where you put one and two together and you realize that it is not adding up. Where you see that if you follow what you see and what you hear, you are going to misinterpret people. And you are going to misunderstand people. And you are going to misjudge people. But if you have a supernatural mentality, you have the correct smell. You have an empowered mind. And so you go beyond intellectual sense. You go beyond cunning sense or diabolic mind. You get to a place of heavenly sense, by which Jesus Christ lived this life. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.